Okay, for most of us, the microwave oven is a shortcut in the kitchen. Our colleague David Green views the microwave as a serious culinary tool. He talked about this with Joe Yonan, author of the Cooking for One column at the Washington Post.
So, Joe, thanks for coming by and doing this with us.
Sure.
Can I tell you why we called you here, how this all got started?
Yes, I'm curious.
Okay, it's a little embarrassing. So I've been making scrambled eggs in a mug in the morning. I get here really early. Mm-hmm. It's like the middle of the night, and I wanted some eggs. And one of our colleagues said, you can scramble eggs in the microwave. And I've been enamored by this. So I just literally, I'm cracking it on our conference table, put it in the mug, and then I add a little bit of shredded cheese, a little bit of milk, and I kind of whip it up. I just pop it in the microwave.
All right.
All right, so I'm yanking this thing out. I mean, check that out.
Oh, my God.
Joe, just describe that.
Wow. Okay. Uh-huh. It, like, totally puffed up, and it looks absolutely beautiful.
Is this the first time you've seen this?
Actually, it is.
See that?
It's like
the shape of a cupcake.
Souffle. Yeah.
Egg souffle. You want
to
taste?
Yeah, I do.
Here.
Ooh, it's really, really, really hot.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to do this very carefully, because it's nuclear. Yeah, it's not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad.
So, nuclear... Do things get dangerously hot in a microwave?
They do. They
Why?
Get really, really hot because it's more than just getting heat from the surface that they're in contact with, like a pan, like they would on the stove. They're heating from the inside out, basically. Like, all their molecules are all excited, and the whole thing is kind of exploding inside. So you have to be careful, too. I mean, it's a good thing you used a big mug, because I think if you did a small mug, I could imagine some accidents happening. Foaming over the top, that kind of thing.
We don't want that. All right, so you brought us some suggestions, because we wanted to expand our menu of office cooking.
You know, I was thinking about this mug thing. The mug gauntlet was laid down in front of me, and so I picked it up and decided to do a mac and cheese.
Oh, cool. This is going to be lunch for me for the next, 3 weeks. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So with the mac and cheese, it's a half a cup of dry macaroni pasta.
You're just pouring them in the mug there?
Just getting it right in the mug.
Okay.
And equal amounts of water, and then we're going to nuke that.
Okay.
I don't know if we can see in here, but it's boiling over a little bit, yeah.
You're going to ruin our microwave,
okay.
Joe?
No. Worst things have happened in this microwave,
You can tell, sort of?
I would guess. So now I'm going to just add a little stuff to make a little sauce.
Okay.
Basically... few tablespoons of milk.
Pouring in some milk, all right.
Got a quarter cup of grated sharp cheddar cheese.
Perfect.
And we've got dried mushrooms. So you just take a couple of the stems and you just crumble them up.
What else are you putting in here?
That's a couple tablespoons of salsa. And now, and I know this sounds kind of crazy, but I've got a teaspoon of flour.
Oh.
And the reason that I think that you have flour in your office pantry is because you're also going to make the brownie in a mug that's happening after this, and that also calls for flour.
Nice, versatile.
So this, I would say, maybe let's try 30 seconds and see.
Okay. So is this healthier than the boxes of macaroni and cheese that you buy at the grocery store would have the powdered cheese?
Oh yeah, because who knows? Well, I haven't looked at that label in quite a while, but. I bet you there's stuff on there that you wouldn't recognize.
That powdered cheese can't be good.
Right.
Okay, and this is
right.
The real stuff. So
this is like cheese.
We got macaroni and cheese here.
So,
wow.
See,
look
now this
at
is.
That.
It's actually kind of gorgeous.
It's kind of gorgeous. Can I take a taste?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah. When I was experimenting with this, I had already eaten a big breakfast, and I was playing around with this, and I ate the whole thing. I was like, wow, that's pretty good.
Not bad.
So that's macaroni and cheese in a mug.
And now dessert.
All right, so dessert.
So we got another mug.
We're going to do a tablespoon of butter. This is you're going to think I've gone off the rails again. This is a tablespoon of almond butter, and then a little vanilla, and a little milk. This is going to go in to melt the butter. I think the key, as in a lot of cooking, look at it. See what's happening. So
if something
go for,
is spilling, if something is exploding, if something is burning.
Right, burning.
Probably a bad thing.
Probably a bad thing. Stop.
Okay.
And then we're putting in a couple tablespoons of flour.
Which we had from the mac and cheese recipe.
We had from the mac and cheese recipe. little sugar.
Okay.
This is the cocoa, unsweetened cocoa.
Okay.
And it and there's a little bit of instant espresso in there, too.
That you ground up perfectly?
No, it's instant. You can find it in an Italian market. Well, actually, a lot of stores.
You just throw a little bit of that in there, too.
And it kind of makes the chocolate even deeper. So I just stir it up with my fork. So we're going to do a minute. If you wanted other shortcuts, another thing I'm realizing is you could do like a trail mix.
That would add kind of a nutty,
get like a little chewy,
nutty, chewy
there,
thing going on in there.
And people tend to have that kind of stuff around.
Totally.
You know what you could do? You could take a granola bar and crush it up and put it in the bottom of the mug.
And have a crust on the
and
bottom?
Then, and you might be able to get a crust.
I'm liking this.
All right.
Do we have a brownie?
I think we got a brownie. I'm just going to put the
almond
slivers on top. Yeah, try that.
Okay. Oh, it's totally a brownie.
It's like a fudgy brownie.
It's
not a fudgy brownie,
but it's a, yeah, I mean, it's, oh my God, it's fantastic.
It's pretty good, huh?
Yeah, that was just delicious. Seriously, if I ate this dessert in a restaurant, it would be one of those desserts where I would send me,
right.
Oh, so good.
Right, it's chocolate.
Joe, thank you for coming by. Microwave
sure.
Cooking with Joe Yeoman.
Oh
we really
God.
Appreciate it.
I don't want a bad rap.
David Green, of course, talking with Washington Post food and travel editor Joe Yeoman. You can find their microwave recipes at NPR.org. Always made fresh, morning after morning. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.